Steve, you started the show too early. Oh, man. Gosh, now everybody knows I listen to Britney Spears to psych myself up before the show. Oh, good one, Steve. Good one. Jeez. Well, we're already started, so why not make it official? Wasabi, all you podcast listeners. I'm having a great day. The chirps are birding and the shine is sunning. I hope you're all having just as awesome of a day as I am, except for Steve kind of ruined it there. Whoa. Yeah, Steve is, Steve works behind the scenes there, not in the soundproof booth, so I gotta make fun of Steve a lot at their expense, and, well, that's a rude gesture, Steve. Is that an invitation? No, yeah, you're married. Steve's a happily married woman, yet it's a strange name for a girl, and I'm gonna try not to make fun of that so much, because it's not fun making fun of anybody's name or anything, but... Steve's great. I couldn't be here without Steve. But, let's see here. We moved up 41,000 in the ratings. That is great. High five, Steve. Yeah, and we couldn't have done it without you great listeners. So high five to the audience. Yeah, you guys are awesome. Well, I got a bunch of cool fan emails, and I'm going to get to those in a second. First of all, I want to say you guys are in for a treat. You guys are going to see this show evolve, and it's going to get to a point where it can't get any better. And that point will be at the point where it needs to be a TV show. No, that's not what I want to do. That's a long way off. Don't worry. But it's really exciting. And I have a lot of work to do on the show. I got to go around and do a bunch of training and get a bunch of caribou horns. And I'm going to trade the caribou horns for graphics and... cool graphics for the show and a cool title and stuff. I thought up the title already. I'll get into the title later, but I guess I should have started out with the title before I started the show. Who knows? We're all backwards here. It's crazy. Just hold on to your seats. It'll be fun. But alright, I got a couple emails here, and first off, I want to talk about, you know, yesterday I went into a joke about how planet Earth is my girlfriend, and I thought it was really funny, but I happened to leave out a whole bunch of good material. I just was nervous at the time, and I think it's because all my family and friends are listening, and you guys are awesome, you're really supportive, but I'm going to have to ask you guys to leave, okay? And oh, wait, no, don't go. My entire audience is my friends. Don't leave. Gosh. Yeah, that's funny. Even if I don't know you, you are my friend, so I like you very much, so stay, come on, whoa, don't leave, forget I said that. Okay, anyway, yeah, I left out a whole bunch of good Planet Earth jokes, and yeah, I'm gonna work on getting those all organized, and I might actually be able to go and do a stand-up at a comedy club. Alaska doesn't really have very many comedy clubs, but I'll still go have some fun with it. Yeah, it's a route for me, woo! Alright, getting to some emails. Samantha writes, what is with the whole samurai thing? It is official, I am an official samurai warrior, and I have official papers. If you would want to see those papers, just step into your bathroom. If the papers aren't there, then bidet to you too. Oh, dirty joke, dirty. That's the grossest, dirtiest joke we're gonna have here on the show, sorry. If you're looking for naughty humor, but it's not naughty gonna happen. Maybe a lot of innuendos just kind of come out of me. Never mind. But, yeah, I'm an official, like, fighting warrior. I was born with asthma, so every breath I've taken has been a fight for life. I've never actually been in a fist fight, but you could liken just walking down the street a fight to walk if you... you know, have a bad leg or a limp or something, yet you gotta fight to do things. You gotta fight to survive in this world. And you gotta have a lot of confidence, and you gotta have a straight tie and a good front foot forward there, and I'm gonna explain to you guys how to do that eventually in the show here. Stick around, you'll learn how to do anything you want. It's kinda cool. Okay, I got another email here that's from the podcast... podcast spokesperson? I don't know. But he's asking, what is your target audience? Well, I have exactly the type of person I want to be talking to right now, and I'll get to that later. Possibly the beginning of chapter one, but I'll go into it a little bit right now. several years ago, I was watching a television show, and, well, it was an interview with one of America's ex-presidents named Bill Clinton. And he had just been over in Africa for, like, a long time, and he was doing a tour over there, and he mentioned something about the way they greeted each other over there. The way they greeted was, I see you, as opposed to, like, hello, or how's it going, or wasabi, as your host would say. But I see you. And Mr. Clinton went into how that was the most perfect greeting he has ever heard. And that really stuck in my head there, and I didn't understand how could that be a perfect greeting. I see you. And it took me a long time, but I just realized that's acknowledging someone else's existence. And that is really cool. Like, you know, you are a human, I presume, a human with ears, an English-speaking human, because I'm speaking English right now. And so you're listening to that, and you have to agree that since you're a human, that other humans are probably experiencing the same sort of things that you are. And acknowledging and respecting that from other people is just a really cool thing. Like, that'll actually make people feel good when you come up and explain to them, yeah, I know you're alive. An example of that was, one time I was in the mall getting a pretzel with cheese, oh yeah. And well, I went to sit down, and there's a big old black woman that was getting a pretzel in line behind me. And as I was sitting down, she came walking up with her pretzel to sit on the same sort of benches that I was sitting at. And I was giving her a lot of eye contact, and she was getting to the point where, like, what is this weirdo's problem? And right at that point, I mentioned, yeah, good stuff, referring to the pretzel. And she was like, oh, yeah, yeah, I'm excited to eat mine, kind of look that she gave me. And so we both finished up quicker than her, and as I'm leaving, I say, hey, have a really nice day. And she just started thanking me. Like, she said thank you, like, several times over and over again. And it was like, I had to, like, get out of there. I was like, all right, have a nice day, bye. And the reason why she was thanking me, I think, is she had kids there, and her kids got to see, like, an interaction between people. And I wasn't just some mean stranger that most people of the time, if they don't know each other, they just kind of ignore each other or act offensive somehow, or defensive, I should say, into getting to know new people. And you just gotta look out, you know. You got a lot of cool people around, and acknowledging their existence is the first step to do it. Like, I am famous. I walk into a place that's a crowded room, and everybody seems to, you know, look at me and acknowledge me, and I give them good eye contact right back, and everybody starts smiling and laughing. But yeah, it's because I'm famous. And at one point in time, I let that get to my head, and I kind of alienated all my friends, and that was in the past. It's not going to happen. I learned how to deal with my fame, and yeah, I'm really good. I love everybody. Everybody that comes up and talks to me, I'll give them my full attention and full time, and it's just really fun, because I love to meet new people, and I love to talk to new people. And so I'm supposed to be talking about what my target audience is. Well, it really doesn't matter if you're a person, you exist, you have ears, and you're listening to me, and it doesn't matter what age you are. You could be 2 years old or 300 years old, but I am talking to you. And I'm here to teach some strange things. I'm going to get into those strange things later. But let me just look in my notebook here. In a society of people, you rely on someone no matter what. It's like an agricultural system of grouping together in a whole system of perspective. Someone who sees through the perspective of another may be called an actor. Someone who can control perspectives may be called a director. So this is something, some crazy, wild idea I got just jotted down in my little book here. And I'm going to be going into, like, what perspectives is. Right now, I am painting a picture, and my perspective is what's painting the picture, and you guys are going to take that artwork and have your own perspective from it. I'm not going to force anything on to anybody. It's just there to look at and think about and wonder, you know, what kind of picture are you getting from this? And it's going to be really interesting to see, like, what people's perspectives are. And, oh gosh, what time are we at? How much time we got, Steve? Oh, shucks, I'm going a little long here. I was going to have a joke all prepared to say, but I don't. Gosh, I actually started out on the internet playing a video game called Call of Duty, and in this game I met several cool people, and we all became great friends, I think. I definitely think. And anyway, I never knew how to go about the internet, and we all are hanging out on a forum, and I just kind of started talking random crazy stuff on the forum, and I turned out to just start writing down jokes, and I got a whole bunch of jokes I can just go into and look up if I'm ever on the spot here and not knowing what to say or not knowing what to talk about exactly. I could just go into something. Let's see here, I got a bunch of them. Alright, here's just a short, stupid one. Whenever somebody says something sarcastic to me, one of my comments back is, I say, "Hey, sorry for stating the oblivious." Alright, I don't get that. That wasn't a good one. I could just... I better just proofread those before I just read them off on the air. But anyway, I'm totally going to realize that I forgot something here. It looks like I got to everything I was explaining. I see you. Friends and family. Graphics title. Oh yeah, we're good to go. We're good to go. I'm going to play a little song here for the end of the show. I like the song. It's by Fleetwood Mac. And it's called Running Through the Garden. All right. Have a great day, everybody, and stay tuned for Chapter 1 coming soon. To war. Well, the show is over, folks, but I just want to say I really, really like this podcast thing here. It's like, you know, me and Steve are our own bosses, and we don't have to do anything particular on any time. I can just relax and play this show whenever I want to. It's going to be way funner than doing, like, I don't have to do commercials and stuff, and, oh yeah, it's great. I get to play whatever music I want. Oh yeah, I think I'm excited. I think I'm staying with you guys. I think I'm going to do this here. Definitely stay tuned. The only problem is promoting the show. It seems to be really difficult. But I know with your guys' help, we're going to gift and definitely get it out there, and we're going to get a lot more listeners, and it's going to be just super fun. We're going to have a huge party going on here soon. Awesome. I can't do it without you guys. High fives. Have a great night, everybody.